welcome to Mini Dharma Talk Mondays on the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Mukunda Chandra Kohan, the founder of YourWellnessYogi.com and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine, and yet as life's challenges grind and wear us down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us, and if we stray too far from it, we will be unhappy in our life. At Your Wellness Yogi and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mindfulness mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today and take advantage of our two free personal one-to-one coaching conversations by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action plan to take control of your life. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a favor, to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit yourwellnessyogi.com/podcast and click on subscribe to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show by opening up the podcast app. Thank you and enjoy this week's episode, and I appreciate you listening. I wanted to talk to you today about how to have stronger mental health. To stay fit and healthy, it's important to take care of your mental health as well as your physical health. There are many things you can do each day that all contribute to your mental wellness. I want you to try to add these tips for strong mental health to your daily routine and to feel the difference. Get enough sleep. A lot happens in your brain while you're asleep, for both your physical and mental health. Sleep also helps to regulate the chemicals in your brain that manage mood and emotions. When you don't get enough sleep, you may start to experience feelings of depression or anxiety. Most adults thrive with 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep each night. Experiment and see how many hours work best for you. Eat nutritiously. Good food is good for our bodies, plus it's good for our mental health too. A deficiency in certain minerals such as iron or vitamin B12 can negatively affect your mood. Eat a balanced diet of fruits and vegetables and healthy fats like avocado. Avoid processed foods with unnatural chemicals. A healthy diet helps both your body and mind feel good. Limit caffeine, as this can also increase feelings of anxiety. Drinking too much alcohol can leave you with a thiamine deficiency, which can cause challenges with your memory, coordination, and cause confusion. Withdrawal symptoms of smoking and drugs can lead to a host of issues. For example, you might feel irritable or anxious without having smoked, while withdrawal effects of drugs may include low moods and anxiety. Try to reduce stress. Stress can sometimes be unavoidable, but learning what triggers it and how to cope with it is key to your mental health. You can learn to better manage your worries by making a list or schedule of what needs to be done. Prioritize the most important items and do those first. When you get used to doing this each day, you'll soon realize that your tasks are manageable and you'll feel less need to worry. Once your important tasks are taken care of, find relaxation methods that work best for you and let the stress melt away. Make time to exercise. Regular exercise helps to boost the production of chemicals in your brain that improves your mood. This helps to eliminate low mood, anxiety, and stress. Have fun. Even if you're living a busy lifestyle, be sure to set time aside for fun.
Fun is actually very important to your mental health, life satisfaction, and a healthy outlook in life. Be sociable. Having a few good friends is good for your mental health. They can support and encourage you in good times and bad, giving you inspiration and motivation to live your best life. Volunteer. Helping others can be good for you too, as well as those you are helping. A little community spirit can go a long way to making you feel good about yourself. Find a charity that speaks to your heart and volunteer your time to help them. Ask for help. Learn to recognize the signs that you aren't feeling good and need to ask for help. There's no need to feel ashamed about having to ask for help. We all go through tough times, but if you have support around you, you'll be able to make it through to the other side. If you feel as though your friends and family cannot help you, or if your mental health issues have started to get too much for you to cope with, make an appointment to speak with a doctor. Your mental health is important, and if not looked after, it may start to affect your physical health as well. Do the little things regularly that can help you to build strong mental health. You'll love the difference in the way you feel.
Thank you for listening to the Living Life on Purpose podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more information on our yoga and coaching classes, please visit our website at yourwellnessyogi.com and please sign up for our newsletter. Life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.